This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is about 9:08 and it's Tuesday morning. Let's get her done. Somebody's Christmas dinner is about to get taken care of. It's the 8-person ham dinner, complete ham dinner from Whole Foods Market. This is the dinner, the holiday dinner party week. Crank it up. Let's hear this. She sounds very familiar, but I can't guess it.
This is tough. It's two people.
Yeah,
I hear the other one. I want to say she sounds like Carrie Underwood.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh, so it's not.
It's very Carrie Underwood-esque.
Are they married? Is it the
Reba McEntire and Willie Nelson?
No, that's
close.
Not Reba.
Miranda Lambert?
And it's along those lines.
Just tell us who it is for.
It's Leanne Rimes.
Oh.
And Gavin DeGraw.
All right.
Oh, I never would
totally unguessable.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hooman. It's a great Christmas song for the holidays. You can put this on during the holiday ham party that you're going to throw with your 8-person dinner from Whole Foods Market.
Woo woo.
I like to keep it unpredictable.
You're amazing. Just one more thing to cross off your Christmas list. You're welcome from Whole Foods Market.
Our text number is also 800-400-3697. A lot today, so
all right.
I'll try to fire through some of these so you can hear yourself.
Yeah, whatever you've got to say. We like to throw it in.
707, just bought me and my hubby the movie Pass Fandor combo for Christmas. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. It is a total shame. Like, we're not getting any compensation for this, but we do know someone who works there.
Right.
So.
Works there or owns it?
I don't know what he does.
Like
he
must, vice yeah. president?
What? He owns the thing, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, he's got a...
What's
he has a massive stake
for
in it.
For Fandor?
Yeah.
He's the CEO.
CEO, oh,
great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, he's amazing. Also,
he wouldn't be my friend if he wasn't.
Oh, well, it's got to have a good title. COOs, forget it. CEOs, that's where I want to be.
415, Vinny, any thoughts on Bruce Brown and The Endless Summer? Bruce Brown passed away.
Oh, I saw that.
And my thoughts are I loved that movie, and I've watched it. I don't know, a dozen times, but, and that's sad. The end.
But he lived a nice long life.
I didn't know the guy. I don't, but I did love the movie. I have the Endless Summer poster. In fact, remember when I had an original print of the poster, and when we decorated the room at the Triton.
Yeah.
I used that. I think Denise was the one who framed it.
Yeah.
Because I'd ruined the thing, carrying it around all those
taping
years.
Taping it up, taking it down.
Putting stick pins in it. But she did a pretty good job getting it, and I still have it.
Oh, nice.
From the frame that she put in it.
Is it hanging in your man cave?
No, it's in the garage leaning against the wall with all the other pictures that I have yet to get put up.
Well, there's plenty of time for that.
Right.
And time for your New Year's party.
Right.
Yep.
That's
the missus say you're throwing that? Are we all set?
We haven't discussed anything like that at all.
Be fine. You got a great big new house.
At all.
Zero no furniture in the way.
Have we mentioned anything about? Okay.
You're
415.
So easy.
Sarah, late to the splinter party, but you can soak your finger in hydrogen peroxide and the splinter will come out.
Oh.
Is that true?
I don't know.
The bubbles work it out? How's that possible?
Yeah, these needed to be removed immediately.
How long do you have to sit there?
I know. I don't have all day.
Do your fingers peel
I got,
off?
I will tell you, though, Nu Skin is excellent.
Nu Skin's killer.
This whole week, I got a ton of splinters all over my hands. It's like that, you know, you ever hear that, like, death from a thousand cuts?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I felt like I was doing to myself this week. Just every 10 or so minutes, I'm like, ow! Ah! Just cuts all over. And all these little splinters, so I was getting them out of my hands, and I'd put the Nu Skin over it and give it a second to dry. It's like a, it's almost like a weird, like almost a nail polish crazy glue, and it's pretty flexible.
Liquid Band-Aid, right?
Yeah.
It's liquid Band-Aid. It's the best thing. I take it on surf
it's
trips
great.
Now because I went to Hawaii and just lacerated my feet. Yeah. Walking out of the water, I was leaving bloody foot prints. And when we got to the drugstore and I bought some, I was able to just slather that on my feet, and I still had the rest of my trip. Yep. I wasn't out of the water.
No, it's great. And everything's healing really fast. It doesn't wash off. You know,
that's what I mean. You can go back in the water and it stays. It's really, and it's flexible. It's great.
And it stings when it goes on, so you know it's like an antiseptic thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great.
We are from that school that if it hurts, it's probably helping.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably helping. That feels like a nice clean burn.
My grandma used to chase my brother around her living room to put Bactine on him.
Oh, Bactine.
Oh, man, he used to cry.
Well, it hurts, but it's, you know, yep. It's working.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was... People are asking, what's that thing you can buy? It's the Fandor thing.
It's MoviePass, but I guess at Costco.com, only until this Sunday, it's combined with a Fandor. So you have access to the Fandor 5,000 movies, and then I get it. They're taking your information and your viewing habits, et cetera, and I'm using them for whatever. I don't know what their ulterior motives are. But for $10 a month, you can see all the movies you want to see.
My buddy goes, got it when you first announced it, and goes to at least 2 movies a week.
Yeah. And you can just, because here's another thing. You get all these movies for free. Stand up and walk out if you're not enjoying it. Because you're not out any money.
Yeah.
It's nice. More money for concessions, too. That's right. Kettle corn, here I come.
Sarah, why don't you throw the New Year's party? You're the one with the brand new backyard.
My yard is not done. People will fall through my deck. It is not going to be done by New Year's.
Sarah, why don't you put some 4x8 pieces of plywood on top of the deck so people can enjoy your backyard at the party at your house at New Year's?
That thing is covered with a patchwork of 4x8. Plywood pieces.
So you're ready for us to show up on New Year's.
You don't want to, I promise you. Plus, it'll be cold. We need a nice big house like the one you have. My house is a little dinky thing.
Woohoo! New Year's party at Sarah's!
What, you know what? Can you stop sending yourself texts? Is that possible? It's clearly from Benny.
And it doesn't even say that.
I know. I know you saw all these. I'm
LOL.
Throwing a 4th of July party, though, for sure. Mark your calendar.
I'm in.
LOL, Hooman.
Slash Bryn's birthday.
Yes.
Right. Can anybody hear me? I got nothing. Hello? Am I on? I got nothing.
Is that Hooman
earlier? Yeah, that was Hooman.
Yeah, we were all yelling at it. I don't know why he needed to be the lone voice. Over-delivering as usual, Hooman.
Sink lettuce. Still cracking me up.
You stand over the sink. Put a little... You never ate a salad over the sink? You have.
I eat standing up every day.
Yeah. That's a bachelor thing.
Yeah.
You hold a piece of lettuce, you pour the dressing onto it over the sink, and you shove it in your mouth, and then you pull another piece of lettuce off.
Why dirty a bowl?
Yeah, bachelor salad.
Sorry, there's a lot of these I was just handed.
Take your time. We're relaxing.
This is then for the purple smoothie shirt, soak in soapy water with a scoop of powder OxyClean. Oh. I guess that's the magic touch. I love Samantha Fox. You guys did not play the right song. I can't remember the name, but finally I agree with Hooman about loving Samantha Fox.
Oh, I don't know. I guess.
Oh, you're bringing me back to my youth. Tove Lo is today's Samantha Fox. All sex and no talent, says 925.
Funny.
I like her. No?
She's all right.
Samantha Fox was one of those posters all the kids wanted.
Yeah, she was hot chick.
Oh, here's the picture of David Cassidy with Samantha Fox from the story you were telling.
Oh, this is the topless thing?
Mm-hmm.
Gross. He's just old enough to be gross in this picture. Yuck.
He's got the 80s hairdo, though.
She looks like Kristen Bell in this picture. He does have the full-on 80s hairdo.
So the little thing that came with that picture says this was about his 80s comeback, which didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, he tried.
Sure.
It just didn't happen.
Do you need this back?
No. The one time you talk about Hanukkah and my phone cuts out.
Oh.
We actually mentioned it a couple times today.
Yeah,
but
happy Hanukkah. Day one. Night one is tonight, right.
Hey, Alice family. Today is my son Levi's first birthday. He came into the world listening to Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for getting this mama through her delivery 1 year ago. You're amazing. I love you too, Human, a.k.a. Grumpalumpagus.
Oh. Well, thank you so much for raising the next generation of Alice listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We're proud to have your kid listening. Here's happy one-year birthday.
An email for you guys. Would you give your 14-year-old Ready Player One to read?
Yes, 100%. There's nothing risque in that. There's, you know, there's some violent parts, but it's, by and large, it's just a fun adventure, and I'd give it to my 10-year-old. I think it's great.
I don't know
if a 10-year-old would be all that into it, but a 14-year-old would be.
Well, some of the stuff is going to miss them, but, you know, if they have any curiosity, they can always look stuff up.
Yeah. And they,
what is that game?
They
Tempest,
do a good job describing it, and it's super. God, what a good book! And just I'm super excited for the movie, which I think is in March. Just the little bit we've seen so far, I hope they do a good job with it because I just want more people to love it. Although the book, I'm sure, will be so. The book is great. I've read the book 3 times.
Filoli is where Dynasty was filmed. You know,
Yeah.
I wasn't going to ask you guys, but I watched Dynasty. What do you mean Filoli is where Dynasty was filmed? I don't get it. Dynasty, I thought it was set
in Denver,
Colorado.
Yeah, but the mansion, someone told me it's Filoli.
Oh, Filoli.
Well, apparently it's short for Fight, Love, Live.
Oh. Interesting.
Neat.
That's what the texture is.
Fight,
wrote.
Love, and Live.
Fight, Love, Live.
Well, it's a big, like, is it a stone mansion?
So
like
is it just a picture of the outside that is used, but they do all the filming on the set?
Yeah, some of the grounds. Yeah.
I see.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Got it.
Someone wrote in, Filoli is pronounced Phi, as in Semper Phi, as the original owner was a Marine. They have garden tours, and at Christmas time and Mother's Day they do holiday teas. At Christmas time, you can pay to tour the interior and see it all decked out for Christmas. You can buy ornaments like the ones they have, I guess. It's quite a mansion.
Mm. We should actually try to go there in the spring, like when the gardens wake up. That's always the best time for midsummer.
Unless you want to see the Christmas stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't get off on the Christmas stuff that much. And neither do you, Miss. I'm going to have 4 points on us and that's it.
I'm not a holiday person.
I love it. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
I like that people enjoy it. That's
sure.
You be you, I be me.
Yep.
The Not-So-Secret Secret Show has a bad reputation for being bleep. Maybe now it's a good time to change the name of the podcast.
So what?
They
the
say morning,
secret show?
Morning Show Second Cup? No.
Dumb.
I've heard worse names.
No, we're sticking with our
secret show. We don't bleep at any. Although there's only a few that haven't been bleeped. I think if you go back in time and listen to old ones, they're still all bleeped. If we play them as a best of, we'll go back. We have them unedited, but there's thousands of them, so it's hard for us to go back and just sit down and do that. Maybe if we get an intern program, we'll have an intern do some of it.
408 says, sorry, can you bring me up to speed? Is the secret show no longer bleeped?
Yes, the secret show. Why, are people surprised? I thought we put like a little disclaimer at the beginning of it. No, okay.
But maybe they haven't listened to it.
It's only been a couple weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
2 weeks, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I completely disagree with that tester. Vinny is very thoughtful and considerate. Love you, Vinny. Still remember when I was on Highway 280 when Sarah announced you were coming back. Cannot believe it's been almost 10 years.
Yep. We're 6 months shy of that. Well, 8 months shy of it. It's amazing.
We lost our family's photos, my parents' wedding album, our home movies, my first steps, our first home, etc.
It has been
really hard. Lost everything in the Valley Fire. It is a huge source of grief for me and my sister. You don't know until it's gone.
Right. Yeah. Right. There is something, whether I'm looking at it or not, there's comfort in knowing that it's there if I wanted to. And that, you know, the once in a while that you pull it out and share. Like, my kids love looking through our old albums. I know, it's for kids.
781. Vinny, if you're waiting for the cute dog to turn into Nazis, you've missed that train. The guy named Count Dankula did that to his girlfriend's pug and got charged with a hate crime for it.
What?
I don't know. It's one of those things where we were talking about that little boy's video about the him being bullied and he's crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it turns out the mom may be super racist. And then it turns out maybe she's being framed for being super racist. And then it turns out there's a bunch of people creating sites off of this video that was made out of this boy's pain that may be accepting money and they're not even involved in this. It makes you just want to not be on any of these sites anymore,
right?
Because you just realize, other than simply communicating with your friends, which you can do via text, what's the point?
Well,
it's a bunch of garbage.
It's just a place where people are going to take advantage of other people,
right?
Is what it feels like sometimes. It's a scam waiting to happen. God, you can't trust anybody anymore.
Right. I mean, you would think, well, my level of sensitivity would be, first of all, I'd be heartbroken for my kid if my kid got in my car and was
crying,
being
like that,
picked on, right, like that. And while maybe the right thing to do was videotape that and put that online, my thought would be, this will only make things worse for my kid, me putting this online. This will not help. This will make him seem like someone who should be, or probably a bigger target in my head.
And right off the bat, it actually seemed like it was doing the right thing. And maybe it ultimately will. Like all of, you know, the local football team and I think even the Titans now have reached out. All these celebrities reached out to support this kid. Like it was actually seemed, yesterday it felt all, you know, sugar, spice,
right,
and everything nice.
Right.
And today it's just poop.
Sarah, Ready Player One book sequel is in the works.
I would love to read that. I don't know how they could possibly, you know, he wrote another book called Armada. It's cute. The concept is good. It's very light. I don't think anything that guy can write could come close to what he did with Ready Player One. Just the way he laid the world out in 2045. And
I would say, because I'm reading Armada now, mm-hmm, I would say Armada has a better shot at being a better movie because it's a simpler story.
Right. I'm with you. I felt like that could easily be a movie. Super simple, not a lot to cut out. And it's even a short read. It's not that long.
The problem with Ready Player One is half the world doesn't exist in the book.
Right.
I mean, it's a book, so none of it exists. But in the book, half the world is this online world.
And 90% of the book is in this online,
right,
world.
And there's no humans there.
Right. Well, there's avatars.
But they're not.
They're all people who are sitting in chairs in their living rooms.
Right.
Or wherever.
So that's going to be a tough. If he pulls it, it's going to be a big deal. Yeah. It'll be the biggest movie of the year if he pulls it as good as the book does. Started watching Bleep Creek.
Oh, this is the 20-minute episodes with,
yeah,
Eugene Levy in it. And
you should watch The Detour. It's so much funnier. A little raunchy, but so good.
I like a little
The
raunchy.
Detour. Okay.
Is that also on Netflix?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's nice that there's so much to watch.
Oh, here's one. 707. When you reported the Keaton story yesterday, I had a bad feeling about a cash grab from the mom. Who takes a video of their kid in pain? Yeah, it wasn't even just that she took the video of the kid in pain. It was that she posted it. And my tendency is to think that's going to make that kid a bigger target.
Right. She couldn't have known it was going to blow up the way it did.
But if it didn't blow up, it would be locally known.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. But at least maybe some of those people who were torturing him's parents would see and tell their kids to stop doing it.
Okay.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what her motivation was, but it didn't. Just, I was super bummed to see all the stuff this morning. And so much of it is just rumor. Like, who knows?
Well, that's
really
it. So the thing that I saw was there's a chance that this lady is a racist and is on a cash grab. Then I read that there's a chance all of that is just someone trying to give her a bad name, and so maybe it's all been faked. And then you start to go like, oh God, we're back to the Russian bots now, right?
You can't believe a goddamn thing anymore.
What are we doing on Facebook? What are we, too stupid to quit it?
Yeah, apparently we are. Yeah.
We just can't pull off?
I guess not.
All right. And I have even heard people who have left Facebook who say, you guys are all being had. Mm. And I'm like, what does that mean? Right. I haven't done anything on there that would make me feel...
But, you know, I think a casual user who occasionally checks in on Facebook is one thing. It's these people that are clearly, like, every time you get on Facebook, there they are with their million posts. Like, there are people who are truly living through some of these social media platforms where I feel like, you know, occasionally post something, but I don't know. Like, people have anxiety over, like, I haven't posted, I didn't get enough likes, I haven't, you know, this person didn't like me. Like, also, there's the world. You could check that out. I only go out into the world to get pictures to put on Facebook, and then I quickly run home and post them.
I'm out of time. I'll make this the last one. Dudes, Christmas Prince was the best worst movie ever. That's the movie on Netflix that apparently a lot of people watched.
53 people watched it 18 days in a row, and Netflix like called them out. Like,
so there's competition for the room for the best worst movie.
Apparently so.
All right, it's a comedy, but not because it was intended to be. So many classic low-budget production mistakes, super cheesy dialogue, and enough soap opera scenes to make you cry without laughter.
I'm going to have to, cry without laughter?
Watch it today.
Yeah, I might have to watch it.
Christmas Prince?
Yeah. I'll sit my mom down. We'll watch that together.
Oh, when are they coming in?
They're landing around noon.
And you're picking them up?
No. They're taking the bus. So they'll be to my house probably around 1:30.
But you could...
No.
That's right.
Yeah. They're adults. They can get on the bus.
They're also your old-ass parents.
You know, keeps them fit. I don't want to pamper them too much.
Fit.
They need to do stuff for themselves. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and say goodbye. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Alice,
what are you laughing about? Yeah, you just read a text from who?
No.
From who?
From John. I'll tell you off the air.
Is it a sexy one?
No, it's not. Hey, everybody, it's Alice at 97.3.
Is it what he's going to make for dinner?
Nope.
Is it what's going on in the backyard?
Nope. Nope. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is time for us to take off, but keep it here at Alice all day because we have the ham dinners.
Mm-hmm. More bottle rock.
Yep. It's all happening here at the Alice.
I have one more text. 925 says, oh my God, I'm with you, Yuzi, about the dinner plans. My husband would get so annoyed because I would ask in the morning what he wanted for dinner, and his quote would be, I just ate breakfast. I have no idea. That's a dude. That's me. I've said that. Yeah. I just ate.
That's very unhelpful. Yeah, but the person who's preparing the meal has to make a plan. Like, they've got to make the meal. So it's wicked helpful if you could say anything. Hamburgers, spaghetti, chicken.
She goes on to say, but I have 3 kids. I need to plan my day.
Yeah.
So I started giving him 2 choices. Everyone's happy, especially mom.
Good.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
perfect.
That's the best way. 2 choices.
The way. Mm-hmm. Rather than ask what somebody wants, you give them a couple choices. Make sure the one you want is
well,
in
it's always going to be something that I want.
Well, sure. That's the 2 choices.
Super easy, you guys. Just put tacos in there each time. So
no
that
one
it's
wants
one
to
it's
so choices. Easy. Why don't you make dinner every night then? See if you can keep that kid happy.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll let your girlfriend know when I find out the details on your New Year's Eve party later today. All right. Have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on Hump Day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.